I think we need to meditate on those passages of Scripture that do promise us suffering. You know, John 16:33, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, Jesus says. This is a promise. 1 Peter 4, the whole book of 1 Peter really has these amazing promises, but it talks about looking at the trials and adversities that come into our lives. Do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal you are experiencing, as if something strange were happening to you. You see, it's a promise. We're going to suffer. He who would live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. God said so. Now, nobody claims these as life verses. You know, our life verses, understandably, have more to do with more encouraging things. It's not encouraging to realize that you've been promised suffering. And yet, in another way, it is. Because if we look at suffering as somehow God breaking his promises to us, then we have a completely skewed perspective. And a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Where is God? I mean, didn't he promise me that everything would be okay now? Where did he promise that? Everything will be okay for eternity. That's a clear promise of God. But he never promises his people they won't suffer. In fact, he promises us we will suffer. So, if I then have suffering come into my life, then I say, oh, well, God told me I would. There you go. His promises are true. He promised I would face suffering. Well, we've already overcome a huge hurdle, you know, and that, you know, we've gotten over the falsehood that we are not going to suffer, and that God always, his will is to relieve us of that suffering. You mentioned Lyme disease. We have a friend who whose wife, a young man whose wife is suffering terribly from Lyme disease and has gone through incredible levels of pain. It's just been extreme. And here in their young marriage, they've gone through, you know, the first several years with this. All right, well, what do you say to them? Do you say, all right, claim the healing of God? Well, of course, that's what some people say. Just circle around, everybody lays hands on, and you are healed. Now, I've seen God do that. God can do that, but often he chooses not to do that. And this is why Johnny Erickson Tada is a friend, and, you know, Johnny's talked about the people that have laid hands on her and just, you know, convinced, absolutely, they have the gift of healing. God is going to, you know, get Johnny to stand up and walk around and all of this. Well, she's going to in the resurrection, for sure. And if God wants to do it between now and then, he can. But it seems fairly obvious, given all the years, that that does not appear to be his plan. And he has used her in unbelievable ways, in countless people's lives, including mine and my wife's. My wife's and my children and others who have been influenced by her and her book, and it's like her books, and it's like, wow, don't we realize, don't we see that God had a higher purpose for this woman? So instead of always assuming that, of course, we seek relief for suffering, of course, all medical treatments, all requests of God to heal, people pray for us, of course we do that, but at the same time, we recognize that God is God. And what that means is that we're not. And he knows best. And I just think that commitment to expect suffering and to feel the freedom to ask him to remove it, but at the same time to recognize he has a hand in it. Just yesterday, I watched a 10-minute video I hadn't seen from Scott Hamilton, the Olympic skater and commentator. You know, who was talking about his cancer, his actually two forms of cancer, one later a brain tumor after testicular cancer, and all of the good things that God has brought about in his life. And one of the comments he made was, he says, I'm 5'4". That was not an easy thing, but he says, if not for a tumor I had at birth, that he discovered, the doctors discovered much later in his life, that somehow affected the pituitary gland. He said, I probably would have been a normal height. And if I would have been a normal height, if I would have been 5'8", 5'9", he says, I would not have been a skater. I would not have experienced the things that I've experienced in life. And he says, and I'm just choosing to believe that was God's best plan for me.